For the sermon today, if you would, turn in your Bibles to Matthew 13 and for verses 45 through 46. Matthew 13 and beginning here at verse 45. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. When he found one of great value, he went away and sold everything he had and bought it. The word of God for the people of God. Amen. Always good to hear that. Thanks be to God as we approach the scriptures and listen to his holy word and apply it to our lives. Now, this is a parable. So there's not a merchant that has gone out and he's sold everything and he's found this great pearl and he's purchased it. That's not the case. But it is a parable that speaks to a greater thing. Now, when we read this parable, and we would be right to hear it this way, that the pearl of great price is Jesus, isn't it? And so as we look at the pearl of great price, Jesus is explaining to us that more valuable than anything else is Jesus, his sacrifice that would be and take place on the cross from this perspective, and that it's more important than anything else that we would come across in this world, any idea, any thought, anything, any fad, any person, Jesus. And it would be worth getting and selling everything that you owned and giving your life to Jesus. Now, we know that Jesus doesn't call for each one of us to empty our bank account, to sell every possession that we have and follow him. Now, he has requested that, ask that of others. But generally, it is not to us, except for in the sense that we prioritize our relationship with Jesus, that we focus on the decisions that we make that display our faithfulness of Jesus. If there's something that keeps us from our relationship with Jesus, then that's something that we're still holding on to that is harming our relationship with Jesus, whatever it may be. And Jesus then is asking of us to put it away in order to follow him. Now, I think about being a child, a kid, in a toy store. Do you recall those days when you were a child in the toy store? And you were just, especially at Christmas time, especially then, just going through the aisle and trying to see what was there and available to catch your eye. And you would just know you would have so much fun if you could bring that item home. You know, I remember going to a store around 285 on the Buford Highway. There was a toy store there, I can't even remember the name of it. I think it had a kangaroo as its Toys R Us. No, it wasn't Toys R Us. It was before Toys R Us, or it was a different kind. That one had a giraffe. Toys R Us has the giraffe. That doesn't matter. I digress. And, you know, you can just imagine being a kid. Now, imagine in that store that all up and down the aisles are bags of dirt. And you've got your hopes on something great. And you walk up and down the aisle, and you're not too thrilled with the bags of dirt, are you? And then, as you go around another aisle to the next aisle, you see this huge box. And it's colorful. And it says Play-Doh. And it's got blue and yellows and reds and all sorts of mechanical things that you can make the Play-Doh with. And what are you going to choose? What are you going to choose? One of the hundreds and thousands of the bags of dirt? Or are you going to choose the Play-Doh with all the exciting things to go with it? You're going to choose Play-Doh, right? Some of you probably like the smell of Play-Doh, and some of you don't. I mean, but you're going to choose Play-Doh. That's going to be the most exciting thing, isn't it? But you can imagine that it could be any item there, that one item that's there. That's Jesus, the pearl of great price, compared to the things of this world, all the religions of this world, all the ideas of this world. Jesus should stand out in our heart, that it is so obvious to us that Jesus is indeed the pearl of great price, and all the other stuff just looks like plain old dirt. That we want to give our life to Him and totally transform our lives over time, instantaneously and over time, in which we seek to reflect and follow Jesus and follow the characteristics of Jesus, because they are so important to us. Now, my dad, when he walked, and when I was a small boy, and we went walking out into the woods behind our house or the pasture and down across a creek and various things, and he would walk with a fairly long gait from this step to this step. It seemed it was that long. And I decided I would follow in his footsteps. And so I would take my foot and I would place it right there where I thought he had put his foot. And then I would take my other foot and I'd have to do a long stretch, a kind of a lunge, to be able to meet my short gait to follow in his. And I did that the whole way. He didn't know I even did that. He may have heard me preach it in a sermon sometime. I don't know. But he didn't know that I had done that. I was following his footsteps. And even though they were bigger than mine and greater than mine, it was still enjoyable to me to try to follow in his footsteps. Jesus is perfect, folks. We're going to try to be and emulate his perfection, aren't we? We're not going to meet it. Not until we see God face to face and before him we're transformed. But we should still seek the characteristics of God and still try to emulate those, because we are indeed children of his. So we're going to seek to evangelize, aren't we? Now, we could say, well, you know, I don't save anybody, so let's leave that up to God, or let's leave that up to the pastor. Well, why do we engage in evangelism? We engage in evangelism because that's exactly what Jesus did. Jesus went by the way of the leper. Jesus went by the way of the sinners. Jesus went by the way of the poor. He did so because he was engaged in saving souls. That was Jesus' purpose in the world. And so, as we are followers of his, if we seek the pearl of great price, we're going to want to walk in his footsteps, and we're going to want to do the same things that Jesus did, but always not pointing to ourselves, but pointing to Jesus. It is He that we are following. Jesus chose to forgive, didn't He? And so following Jesus means to forgive, doesn't it? It becomes a part, not just of the characteristic of God, but then should become a part of the characteristic of us, to forgive. You know people who don't ever forgive, don't you? You've met people who hold grudges, lifetime grudges. You've met people who seek revenge, lifetime revenge. What if Jesus did that to you and me? He doesn't, though, does He? And He expects of us, as we follow Him, to choose the pearl of great price and to follow His characteristics. And that's not fake forgiveness because we feel some kind of pressure to appease someone. And that's not fake forgiveness of saying, hey, I'm sorry I hurt your feelings this way. That wasn't my intention. That's kind of fake, isn't it? That's not just saying, hey, I was wrong, I'm sorry. That's real forgiveness, isn't it? In forgiving, following Jesus and demonstrating forgiveness, this doesn't mean that there aren't consequences to our actions. For instance, I heard this week of a man who caught on camera someone from their neighborhood who was stealing gas from all the neighbors' cars during the night. And he was caught on camera. And so this man really, you know, he could have called the police. I've got proof, put him away in jail and that sort of thing. Whether he did this as revenge, which I hope he didn't, or whether he did this as demonstrating consequences for one's actions and showing compassion that he didn't call the cops and give this guy a record, but to teach him a lesson. That's what I hope takes place. So he goes to the store and he buys a locking gas cap, but not to put on his own car to keep the guy from taking gas from his car. Instead, he puts the locking gas cap on the car who is the thief so that he couldn't put gas in the car, which he didn't have a key to. And it created a knowledge to the guy that they in the community knew what he was doing and to stop. Maybe that offered grace. But there's consequences to our actions. And if we have the heart of not forgiving people, there will be consequences for that. Don't choose to be a person that never wants to forgive. But be eager to, because our Heavenly Father has been eager to forgive you and me. Choose joy rather than bitterness. Following Jesus means not holding on to the treasures of this world and the things of this world so tightly. There's the video of some sailors from the 1930s, could have been in the 1920s, and they're holding a Zeppelin like the Hindenburg, and they're holding it with a strong rope, and the gust of wind comes through, and many of the sailors feeling that they're being lifted up off the ground, immediately let go, which makes it gain momentum to those who are still holding on. And then several are going up higher and higher, and you see some fall, you know, 20 feet high to as high as the ceiling, and one guy that's holding on as he's going up and up and up, and eventually he falls. And you know that he's plummeted to his death. And those who let go, you know, shortly had to have injuries as well. But just holding on and holding on. Some people are like that. They want to hold on tightly to this world. They want to hold on to the things. They want to hold on to the latest ideas or the fads or what's popular. And we just keep holding on. But Jesus wants us to let go of those things. And he wants us instead to put our treasure in the pearl of great price, which is Jesus. The characteristics of Jesus. The one who demonstrated us forgiveness. The one who demonstrated grace and mercy. The one who demonstrated healing. The one who demonstrated his power. And on and on and on it goes. It is he who we should follow. It is he who's provided heaven for us, that it will, think about it. The characteristics of Jesus here on earth will also be forward in heaven, won't they? And I know in this world sometimes people want to put on Jesus evil or things of this world, but he took on the sins of the world, but he was perfectly holy. And he's calling us as well to be perfectly holy, and he will make us that way in heaven. But we have to be willing and want that and desire that in our hearts, and the joy that Jesus will bring forth to us one day. And we can experience parts of that today. We can experience joy and forgiveness and healing and love, holy love that comes from God. And we can follow the characteristic of Jesus, who quoted scripture often as he met with people and honored the Holy Word and is, in essence, the Word, and who has always been in the very beginning and who always will be and who will come again. So when we seek the pearl of great price, Jesus, let us seek to emulate and follow his characteristics as well. All right. We'll reread this scripture I read to you at the beginning to look at it from a different perspective. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. When he found one of great value, he went away and sold everything he had and bought it. Now, we often look at this scripture and say, Jesus is the pearl of great price. And now I want you to look at it from the perspective of God the Father Almighty, who is proclaiming in this very parable that you are the pearl of great price in his eyes, in which he will sell all that he has in order to gain you, to gain your friendship, to gain your relationship with him, with integrity. He chose the cross, death. He chose the shame of the cross. He chose the people who would talk bad about him. He chose being poor. He chose being without friends. He chose whatever you want to call it. He chose to sell everything, his almighty power, that he would come as a little babe with no power to demonstrate to you and me that you are in his eyes the pearl of great price. Don't put a shadow on that pearl that you are, and let sin corrupt your life. Instead, choose the forgiveness of God and seek to follow him. Isn't that wonderful? To see that Jesus sees you and that you are in his eyes. How many people reject that? I don't know. They reject it because they're holding on to the things of this world. They reject it because they think something else is more valuable than Jesus. They reject it because they cannot see themselves as valuable to God. You are the pearl of great price. Jesus is, in our eyes, the pearl of great price, but you are the pearl of great price for him. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for your many blessings. Help us lead and live our lives as the valued children of God you created. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.